Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as ClickBacon and ScaleMyRestaurant.com. I'm so excited to be making this video. We're basically remaking a video from over 7 years ago. One of the first videos I ever put up on YouTube. And to this date, it's one of my most popular and most viewed videos. It's all about food cost, everything you've ever wanted to know about food cost, the formulas used to calculate it, the questions I get asked the most about food cost, and some of my simple ways to calculate food cost in your restaurant, coming up right now. But before we do that, I want to take a moment and thank my sponsor for this video, Radiant Digital Signage. You know, without all of you viewers watching these videos, commenting, liking, subscribing, and sharing, as well as the support of sponsors like Radiant, I wouldn't be able to keep bringing you these amazing videos free of charge. So I really want to thank Radiant for bringing us this video today. We've been in partnership with Radiant Digital Signage for over a year now, and in my opinion, they are the absolute best in the business if you're looking for a simple, do-it-yourself solution. There are other options out there that are very expensive and very complicated, and you need a designer to set up your menu and your signage, but with Radiant, you can set up your menu, your signage, your advertising. You could put YouTube videos, social media, weather, any promotions you want on any television in your restaurant. Super simple, super effectively, and it's super easy. All you need is this little guy right here, which plugs into the back of any TV, and a subscription through Radiant, which includes access to a massive library of templates. So you can create a menu or whatever you want in just a few minutes. In fact, if you visit our website using the link in the card right up there, you can watch a video of us setting up a digital menu in about 10 minutes from opening the box to pushing the menu live to a TV. And now Radiant has an integration with Toast. So for all of you Toast POS users out there, you can automatically import your menu into Radiant and then style it any way you want. Plus, if you run out of an item, it gets taken off of your digital menus automatically. For more information or to set up a demo with a product specialist at Radiant or to receive the special Restaurant Boss pricing with Radiant, please click on the link below this video. So the first major point I want to bring up when we're talking about food cost is the difference between food cost and plate cost. This gets confused a lot. Food cost is the cost of the food that you use or that you purchase in a specific period of time across your entire restaurant. Plate cost is just the cost to produce one specific plate. So please, when you're emailing me questions or commenting below or just having conversations about food cost in general, make sure to use the correct verbiage, the difference between food cost and plate cost, because this can get a little confusing as we move forward here. To calculate your food costs, simply divide the amount you spend on food in a period by the amount of food sold in that same period. So here's the formula. Purchases divided by sales equals food cost. Then just multiply that food cost by 100 to get a percentage. So as an example, let's say you purchased $2,500 in food this week and sold $10,000 in food. Then $2,500 divided by $10,000 equals 0.25. Multiply that by 100 and you get your 25% food cost. Some of you are gonna wanna use inventory to create a more accurate food cost. We're gonna talk about the pluses and minuses of this later in the video, but for now, let me share that formula with you. To calculate food costs using inventory, we first need to figure out our usage. To figure out usage, we need to take beginning inventory plus purchases and then subtract ending inventory, which will give you usage. So then we take our usage and divide that by sales, which equals your food cost. And again, Just multiply by 100 to get your percentage. So as an example here, say you started a week with $1,000 in food on your shelves. You purchased $2,000 and then ended the week with $500 of food left on your shelves. That would be $1,000 plus the $2,000 you purchased, which is $3,000. That's $3,000 in food available. But then at the end of the week, you have $500 in inventory. So now you're left with $2,500. Now again, as in the previous example, if we take that $2,500, divide it by your $10,000 in food sales for this particular week, you're gonna get 0.25, multiply that by 100, and you get your 25% food cost. Now, the same formula applies to plate cost. Let's just use smaller numbers. Let's say that you're costing out a burger on your menu. The burger costs you $2.50 to make it, and you sell it for $10. Well, then we just simply divide the $2.50 divided by the $10 that you sell it for, and you're gonna get the same 0.25 times 100, which is 25%. So in this case, your burger cost, the plate cost to produce your burger, is also 25%. So the question I get the most is, Ryan, is there an inventory system that you recommend? I wanna get a very accurate food cost in my restaurant. The answer is no. I personally hate restaurant inventory, and unless your restaurant is doing approximately $5 million out of its location, I do not suggest that you take the time, the energy, the effort, and the money that it's gonna take you to get an accurate food cost using the inventory method, which is why we created a software tool called ClickBacon. Now, ClickBacon will allow you to get a very accurate weekly, monthly, rolling, quarterly, yearly food cost, labor cost, beer cost, wine cost, total cost of goods sold, direct operating expense, prime cost, whatever it is that you want in your restaurant without having to take inventory. For more information on why I hate inventory so much, go ahead and click that link above. I've got a whole video about that. Another thing that people ask me is, Ryan, how come ClickBacon doesn't do this, or do you have a software tool or a spreadsheet that you recommend for costing out particular recipes, for getting plate costs? And again, my answer is no. And I know a lot of people out there are gonna think this is crazy, but when I was operating restaurants, and even still to this day working with clients, when we're trying to figure out the plate cost, we basically just use a scratch piece of paper. Because the reality is, even if you're accurate or if you're off by a couple of pennies, that's not gonna change the price you're gonna charge for this item to your guest. You're not gonna change your hamburger price from $10.35 to $10.45 because it costs you 2 cents more to make it. When in reality, what you're gonna do, or what you should do, and in that video we're gonna explain it, is you should price your products at where the market demands. Now, we also are only interested in your full menu, because you may sell French fries at a 15% food cost, but then a cheeseburger with bacon and avocado might be at a 50% food cost. Because at a 25% food cost, your guests aren't gonna pay the $17 or $18 that you would need to charge for that burger. But because it's more expensive at a 50% food cost, you're still making enough money. Again, I don't wanna get into too much detail in today's video. I just wanted to go over some of the more common questions and topics that are brought up regarding food costs. While this topic of food cost is incredibly important and incredibly in-depth, I could literally spend hours talking about food cost. I really just wanted to recreate this video from over 7 years ago that gives you the overview, my most important thoughts on food cost. If you're interested in learning more about food cost, come to therestaurantboss.com, go to our free videos or our video blog, click in the search box or in the category for food cost, cost savings, that we have different categories in there, and you're gonna find a ton of videos related to this topic. And trust me, I'm very opinionated on what I think you should be spending your time on and what I think you shouldn't. While food cost is very important, and I know a lot of you out there are gonna say that this is terrible, that Ryan, you have to be taking inventory in a restaurant, what are you talking about? I have different thoughts on it. I know how busy you are as a restaurant operator, and I think you should be spending your time worrying more about hiring a great staff, training them, making sure you're exceeding your guests' expectations, and getting your food costs. Don't get me wrong, it's important, but not down to the penny. Not unless you're up in that $4-5 million a year range. You just shouldn't be spending too much time on that. I hope you enjoyed today's video, and remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Have an absolutely amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.